Apparently, a Capital News Service reporter, Jeremy Barr, who was covering Vice President Joe Biden's event, the announcement of a new domestic violence initiative, apparently he sat in the wrong area. Accidentally is what he says. And from that point, that's what we're going to ask him about happened as it relates to his pictures that he took. Joining us now is Jeremy Barr, Capital News Service reporter. How you doing, Jeremy?
Good, thanks. Happy to be here.
Thank you for joining us. We wanted to reach out to you, and thanks for coming on board, because this is not the first situation, I'll mention some more later, where the Vice President's staff has, let's just say, maybe overextended itself when it comes to dealing with reporters. You apparently were covering this for the Capital News Service yesterday, this event, and you were in the wrong area, apparently not meant for the media. You took a few pictures of the Vice President at the podium. Then can you tell us what happened after that?
Sure. Basically, after the event ended, Joe Biden and Eric Holder, and basically they went and shook a few hands in the front row with some guests who were invited. And I was about three or four rows back, just sort of waiting and sort of watching and sort of watching what happens. And I wasn't sure if I was going to try to interview anybody. I was basically just sort of waiting around. And I actually sort of walked to the back of the room to talk to one of my colleagues who was filming the event from a sort of video stand in the back of the room, and just sort of chatted with her for a little while. And as I sort of walked back to go back towards the stage, I was stopped by what seemed like a staff member from Biden's office. And the person said to me, are you pressed? And I said, yes. And I showed them my congressional ID. I said that I have a ticket, and I had checked in. And they said, you know, you need to just sort of wait back here and wait till the vice president finishes up.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay. But I said, you know, my stuff is up there a little bit. So I pointed to my chair, which was a few rows up, for my bag and my jacket were. And they said, okay, well, you need to sort of wait until the event ends. And I said, that's fine. And about a minute later, another woman came over who was with Vice President Biden's office and said to me, you are not supposed to have sat up there. Press section has to be in the back. You have to be with everybody else. And she said, you know, what did you do during the event? Did you take photos? Did you take audio? Did you take notes? I said, yes, I did take a few photos of Governor O'Malley and Senator Cardin and then Vice President Biden, and I took some notes. And I took an audio recording of the event just for my own sort of use,
sure.
And I'm writing the article later on. And she said to me, right then, I need to see your camera right now. And, I sort of asked her, asked for some clarification of what the policy was or why this happened. She basically said that it's sort of an unfair advantage for me to be up close taking photos when the rest of the press pool was in the back.
I know you weren't trying to be confrontational, as there's reports here. The benefit of the doubt. But in your own mind, while I know you're trying to be deferential to her as a vice presidential staff member, you have to be wondering what kind of country is. What, I mean, I'm covering this event. I mean, do I have to have like a protection for me? I mean, what were you thinking at this time?
You know, I was very surprised. I mean, I my photos were nothing special, honestly. I was using a point-and-shoot camera. They were just a few photos for, you know, a student reporter. I knew I obviously wasn't trying to game the system by being up there. It was totally an accident, and I was very surprised that they would ask me to do this. But because I'd never been in a situation before, and because I didn't know the policy, I was just sort of deferential to the person. I sort of gave her the benefit of the doubt. But it was surprising, and of course it was upsetting because I had taken the photos, and I knew I wanted them for the story. And she had actually initially brought up the idea of having me delete the audio, which I knew I wasn't going to do because I needed that for the
story.
Right,
just for your story, right.
Right. So, and for that, she called her boss and basically made me wait near her for about 10 minutes while she checked with her boss, who didn't pick up the phone to get the policy on the audio.